low.
Welcome to KSKQ 89.5, Ashland, Oregon. This is community-supported radio, and this is your brain in the cybersex jungle. My name is Gary Wilson. I'm your host for this show. I want to let you know that this show contains adult themes, so if you have any kids hanging around, kick them out of the room. Tell them to go away. We want to start off with a disclaimer. The Your Brain on Cybersex show is informational only. It's not medical advice. If you need medical advice, please see a doctor. If you're having a heart attack, call 911, whatever is necessary. Now, the central theme of this show is how overstimulation affects the brain. Specifically, the truth is it's about internet pornography, high-speed internet pornography, and how it impacts, generally, young men. The show is also about their experiences, the experiences of young men when they get off of internet porn, and the science. A lot of the show is going to be science, the science behind what they are experiencing. Now, eventually, we will take phone calls. We won't today, but this is a pledge week, so you can call in and give plenty of money to KSKQ. They deserve it. I want to start off and explain who I am and why I'm doing this, because this is a rather bizarre thing. When you're young, you don't sit around and think, well, I want to grow up to have a radio show about internet porn addiction. Now, maybe being a fireman would be nice, a policeman, but not a show about that. Of course, I couldn't have done that because in 1960, we didn't have the internet, did we? This show does not take a moral or religious view. I am not religious, never have been. My big motto is live and let live. I had absolutely no opinion on internet porn until about 5 or 6 years ago, and we'll get into why. Now, the view that this show takes will maybe be a little sociological, maybe a little psychological, but we're going to look a lot at the neurobiology of behavioral addictions, and that will be our emphasis, along with what guys are experiencing when they actually quit porn. So that's what the show will be about. Today, I'm going to have some snippets. First, I'll explore how I got into it. Then, that will lead to reports of sometimes profound benefits that some of these guys have experienced, young guys, when they quit. And also, what is different about the internet? A lot of us feel like we are using the internet too much or our cell phones too much. It's really, of course, changed our current reality. And why it is so enticing to the primitive brain. We'll also discuss how it can lead to porn addiction, but I will probably have future shows on the basic mechanisms of addiction, simplified mechanisms. Now, internet porn addiction, which will be a big part of the show, is actually an internet addiction. So we will discuss why the internet is so different from other forms of stimuli. First thing I want to let you know is I have a website called Your Brain on Porn, and this started about 18 months ago. And the obvious question is, why do I have a website? And the other one is, why should anyone care about internet porn? I sure as heck didn't. So about me, I'm an anatomy, physiology, and pathology teacher, and I have been for about 20 years. But the twist comes in the story when I met my wife about 12 years ago. So long story short, we have written 2 books. Now, these books are about relationships, but they're also about the neurobiology of sex, of mating, of bonding, and love. So I've spent the last 12 years intensely studying the research on those subjects and addiction. Now, why did I study addiction? Well, because most of the brain circuits that govern sex and love are also involved with addiction. This circuit is called the reward circuit. It's a tiny little ancient circuit that all mammals share, and it runs from the base of your brain up to the front of your brain, and it governs many things. Addiction, one way to think about it, is very much like falling in love. That could be another show. But addictions whether their drug or behavior actually hijack or co-opt the circuits and mechanisms for bonding, for love, for sex, for eating yummy food, for achievement, all those things that the reward circuit is there to push us to do. The history is that we've written a couple books, but my wife had a website for many years, still does, and this website had a forum. The website had articles in it on the brain chemistry of sex or orgasm. It also had such key words as evolution, addiction, dopamine, even erections and penis. Well, Google put all that stuff together, as it often does, and men started to show up, and they started posting on her forum about their porn addictions. That was quite a surprise. They would say, "I'm addicted to porn. What do I do?" Most of them were unable to get excited with real partners. Those were the first visitors. Sometimes they had erectile dysfunction, delayed ejaculation. Others had morphing sexual tastes or were disturbed by their current genres. Here's a quote from one guy, one of the early visitors, that is. Quote, "I've been looking at internet pornography since I began college 13 years ago. Around age 24, I noticed difficulty getting aroused with real women. Viagra allowed me to have real relationships with a few problems until about age 29. Then it became increasingly difficult to have real sex, even with pills." Another guy, "I noticed for a while my tastes in porn had been changing rapidly. At first it was just normal porn I used, but then I started to become desensitized to normal or mundane porn. I can't really focus hard on anything at all. I've also noticed serious decrease in my libido." So these were the first visitors, and they started posting. And most of them were tech guys in their 30s or late 20s. That has significantly changed in the last 5 or 6 years, because this occurred about 6 years ago. Many of the guys who post are in their teens or 20s. We were wondering, should we ask them to leave? We asked, "Why are you guys here?" And they said, "Well, you have science about it." I said, "We have nothing about porn addiction." But they kept posting, and what happened is Google kept putting their posts together, and more started to arrive, and they started to talk to each other, and they started to recover from their porn addictions. And what was interesting, though, is that most, even though they arrived because of erectile dysfunction, other symptoms started to remit and disappear, such as depression, brain fog, social anxiety. Their confidence improved. Their motivation improved. In fact, here's one young guy. Another quote, "I'm 25 years old and I've been using porn for 14 years. This is one of the early guys. "There was a period of 2 years, though, where I couldn't look at it because I was on a government facility where sites were blocked. During those years, I was at my peak of creativity, writing poetry, songs, and stories. I also talked to everyone, not shying away from a soul. When I got home, I went back to spending the day looking at the internet porn. 2 years later, I've become an introvert, secluding myself away, and I'm shy and depressed most of the time, which is the exact opposite of how I was when I was using porn." Just to let you know, this is Gary Wilson. The name of the show is Your Brain in the Cybersex Jungle, and you're listening to KSKQ, Ashland, Oregon. And I'm just going over the story of how I got into this whole mess of having a website where guys come who have porn addiction. What occurred is we started to write articles about this. We felt compelled because of all the benefits the guys were describing. First, the articles were on my wife's websites. Then a few years later, other sites asked us to write articles for them. And finally, since we have blogged for Psychology Today for about 3 years, we started putting up articles about porn addiction, erectile dysfunction in porn, morphing sexual taste on Psychology Today. And this is what brought more and more people to my wife's website until it became overpopulated with guys discussing their recovery from porn addiction. It became a jumbled mess. No offense to my wife, but her site is a bit messy. And she said, "Could you please create another website where we could organize all this material and the guys could easily access it, because my website's a mess." So on January of last year, I created yourbrainonporn.com. And in addition to putting our articles on there, I created PowerPoint slide presentations. We have frequently asked questions, tons of recovery studies, lots of addiction science, art, and so on and so on. Well, here's the deal is your brain on porn exploded with activity. And what's interesting is you can follow the links to, so people will talk about it and they'll put links in, and you can follow back to the other websites that link to it. So I did, and I followed it back to about 40, 45 different countries, well over 1,000 websites. So I spent the last 18 months reading all these posts by guys who are trying to get off porn and doing it for various reasons. Sometimes these threads were 10,000 posts long. There was also raging debates, as one could imagine. Now, most of these sites that linked to Your Brain on Porn were secular. Very few were porn recovery. They're just places where guys would meet, everything from sports sites to car sites to bodybuilding sites, and they were just discussing getting off porn. Now, I call this the other porn experiment, guys leaving porn behind. And this is why this show exists. Now, why is it the other porn experiment? Well, in fact, what we have is the great porn experiment, and that is millions of guys starting on high-speed internet porn, and that's what's occurring today. So that's how we got into it, and that's what got me into this mess. Before I take a break, I'll have another quote, and it's by famous musician John Mayer. He's 34, and he is discussing internet pornography in his life. John Mayer. Internet pornography has absolutely changed my generation's expectations. How could you be constantly synthesizing an orgasm based on dozens of shots? You're looking for the one out of 300 you swear is going to be the one you finish to, and you still don't finish. 20 seconds ago, you thought that photo was the hottest thing you ever saw, but you throw it back and continue your shot hunt and continue to make yourself late for work. How does this not affect the psychology of having a relationship with somebody? It's got to. Unquote. So he's 34, and he didn't start his adolescence on high-speed internet. He didn't have cell phones, and this makes a big difference. What we're seeing now is brain training for young guys. So I'm going to break for some music now. Be back in a little bit.
Disagree. They always care.
Just to recap, we've been talking about the two experiments, the great porn experiment and the other porn experiment. The other porn experiment is guys quitting and seeing many things resolve, such as ED, libido, social anxiety, depression, anxiety, lack of motivation, low confidence, concentration problems. I could go on. So what we've learned, that internet porn is different. It can cause an addiction. I'm going to discuss that a little bit, how addiction can happen, or at least why internet porn is so exciting. Now, why is internet porn so exciting? Or should I say, why is the internet so appealing to us? Well, it comes down to dopamine. This is a brain chemical, a neural chemical, and the reward circuit. Dopamine has many jobs in the body, but one of them is that it powers or activates the reward circuit. And what does the reward circuit do? Well, it gets turned on to motivate you to eat or drink water or fall in love or have sex or achievement. So if you're about to eat cake, you get a lot of dopamine. If you are about to be served Brussels sprouts, you get very little. You evolve for concentrated calories. So maybe you've heard about dopamine and you've heard that it's pleasure. This is probably not true. Endorphins, or what are called opiates in the brain, are true pleasure or satisfaction. Maybe they're the bliss of orgasm. Maybe they are the thrill of eating ice cream. But dopamine is about seeking. It's about motivation. It's about cravings. It's about anticipation. It's really not about pleasure. You know, they do experiments with poor little rats, and what they would do with rats is they would block their dopamine and see what happens. Well, these rats would not chase females. They would not eat. In fact, they would sit and starve to death, even though they had a bowl of food right in front of them. However, if you force-fed them sugary foods, they had little rat smiles. They were happy. They had pleasure. So dopamine is about motivating you and forcing you to go after things. It's about goal-directed activities. It's the promise of reward. Internet porn, not internet porn, but internet itself is about the promise of reward. It's about anticipation. You're clicking from emails to text. You get little squirts of dopamine. It's also about unpredictability. Dopamine skyrockets when you don't know whether you're going to get a reward. This is behind gambling. It's why gambling's so thrilling. So you don't know when the next text is coming, the next email, the next Twitter. And dopamine rises during those oh my God moments, like I can't believe what I just saw. This too is activated, especially during an endless stream of internet porn. And finally, the most interesting thing about dopamine is that it is activated for novelty. And this is the engine that drives the internet and internet porn. It surges for all novelty. You know, if you're an animal, you might be looking for new territories, new novel mates. But today, we look for the newest car, or maybe the newest fashion, or the newest pop group. But if you're on the internet, you can click to something new all the time. And this is what separates the internet and internet porn from porn of the past. The ability to move to new things, to fast forward to your favorite bits. Guys describe how they will have 10 tabs open. They'll be clicking from scene to scene, from fetish to fetish. In fact, internet porn is more like a video game, which is also quite addicting. So internet porn, or the internet, combines novelty, unpredictability, anticipation, seeking, searching, surprise, all of which jack up dopamine. And this is hitting young kids during adolescence when their dopamine is the highest. It is so appealing to the adolescent brain because the adolescent brain is rewiring towards sex, the hormones are the highest, and their dopamine is soaring from clicking to click. So that's all we really have for today. We will be doing shows on a dopamine addiction and other subjects soon. So we'll see you next week on Your Brain in the Cyber Sex Jungle.